This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Stephen King's It is huge. The Warner Brothers horror film made a whopping $123 million from 4,100 locations. So it officially has the third largest opening weekend of 2017, even more than Spider-Man Homecoming, which made $117 million. Only Beauty and the Beast and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 earn more this year. So, clowns are cool again. No. Speaking of clowns, EDM duo The Chainsmokers spent the weekend in China performing at the Ultra Festival, and they caused a real scandal there before they left the country. Alex Paul and Drew Taggart shared a promo video of their visit on social media, which included an interview with a Chinese reporter where Paul makes a joke about being unwilling to bring his dog to China. The dog-eating reference set the internet ablaze there. Now they're in South Korea, and they've teased an upcoming collaboration with K-pop band BTS, who's now also facing backlash for considering working with the American duo. Guys, time to put a muzzle on. You! Following the death of Steely Dan co-founder Walter Becker on September 3rd, Donald Fagen wrote in his tribute to Becker that, quote, "I intend to keep the music we created together alive as long as I can with the Steely Dan band," unquote. Now, Steely Dan have announced 8 North American shows this fall, then will travel to the UK for 3 shows with the Doobie Brothers. Wait, have they even had the funeral service yet? Ben Affleck and Saturday Night Live producer Lindsay Shookas had a romantic weekend together. The couple was first spotted out in New York heading to a movie theater for a screening of the horror film It. Well, the next day they were watching a tennis match at the U.S. Open and getting cozy in the stands. The couple first went public in July. Okay, who thinks they'll be together in a year? Raise your hand. Yep, that's what I thought. Avicii True Stories, a new documentary about the superstar Swedish DJ and producer, arrives in movie theaters on October 26th. In one scene, Avicii is about to announce to his management and friends that he's retiring from touring after 5 straight years of astronomical success, and they're not thrilled. The film's a cautionary tale that exposes the industry's greed to cash in on the dance music craze and the pressure an artist feels when his managers and agents risk health and friendship in order to keep the train rolling at maximum speed. Yep, sounds like a typical day in Hollywood. Selena Gomez took to Instagram to say that she recently had a kidney transplant. Gomez said, quote, "I'm very aware some of my fans had noticed I was laying low for part of the summer and questioning why I wasn't promoting my new music, which I was extremely proud of. So I found out I needed to get a kidney transplant due to my lupus and was recovering. It was what I needed to do for my overall health," unquote. Well, we wish Selena all the best. Singer Avril Lavigne took the stage for the first time in nearly 3 years over the weekend, joining ex-husband Chad Kroeger and his band Nickelback to perform their hit single Rockstar at the Greek Theater here in L.A. "You never know who's going to join us for Rockstar karaoke," the band wrote on Twitter, sharing a photo of Lavigne on stage. Throughout their Feed the Machine North American tour, Nickelback has invited fans on stage to perform the 2006 track with them. So, Nickelback is cool again? No. The bromance between Post Malone and Rich Chiga was on full display once again as Malone gave the Indonesian rapper a memorable gift for his 18th birthday. While backstage at Day and Night Festival in Anaheim, California, Malone presented Chiga with a big birthday cake with his face on it as the gospel choir sang Chiga's new single, Glow Like That. Back in May at the Rolling Loud Festival, Chica surprised Malone with a mariachi band performing his hit single, Congratulations. Aww, isn't that sweet? I'm nauseous. Producer Swiss Beatz is reportedly headed to court again. Last week, he was reportedly struck with a $16 million lawsuit after allegedly reselling or fraudulently using luxury cars, including a $155,000 Range Rover and a Ferrari F12 worth nearly $600,000. Beatz said, quote, "If these fools lost the first case for $42 million and it got tossed out of federal court, what makes them think they will win $16 million? Unquote. Wow, sounds like they have more holes in their case than, well, Swiss cheese. Race Remmered rapper Sway Lee has countersued a fan who is reportedly suing the duo for negligence and assault and battery. The man suing the Black Beatles rappers alleges the duo chucked a water bottle into the crowd so forcefully at an October 2016 show that when it made impact with his nose, it tore a chunk of his face off. He's also seeking financial compensation for his medical bills. Sounds like Black and Blue Beatles. Sheesh. After months of drama, Mel B's court case has finally got underway here. She claims that her ex brutalized her and threatened to destroy her life. She also asked the judge to change the charges against the former nanny and, yeah, you heard right, their former lover from civil harassment to domestic violence. She claims both beat her. The America's Got Talent host and former Spice Girl should get a decision in the case soon. You know, you just can't make this stuff up.
The Trash Bin.
Reality star Scott Disick was hospitalized under a 5150 psychiatric hold last month. To make matters worse, the ex-BF of Kourtney Kardashian is being simultaneously ignored and exploited by the Kardashians. It seems momager Kris Jenner is planning an intervention for Disick to take place in front of a camera crew, of course, but wants nothing to do with him until he agrees to participate. You know, I think that's the last thing he needs are the Kardashians in his life.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook will spend up to $1 billion on original shows. Google has appealed its record $2.7 billion EU antitrust fine. Activision's Destiny 2 is expected to be the fall's biggest video game. Apple announced its new iPhone X, and it'll cost you a cool $1,000.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Stephen King's It climbs around at the top for a second week.
The number one album.
Country artist Thomas Rhett's Life Changes is the number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the number one position.
The number one fiction book.
Secrets in Death by J.D. Robb is the number one book in the USA.
The new Sam Smith album, Capital Congress, was completed in Nashville and here in town. He'd also written more than 130 songs with longtime collaborator Jimmy Napes during the 3 years since his debut album came out. Wow! The album, expected later this year, is one of the most hotly anticipated releases in the busy fall schedule. Here's Sam Smith with the song of the week, Too Good at Goodbyes.
I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 No way that you'll see me cry.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
From the upcoming album Capital Congress that was Grammy Award winner Sam Smith with the Song of the Week, Too Good at Goodbyes. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.